So Aristotle was Plato's student, and Aristotle believes that your character is voluntary because it's just the result of your actions, which are under your control. For example, right now, you have made the insane choice to ignore the person who is literally trying to save you from eternal damnation.
No, yeah. I'm listening. Are we sure we should be paying attention to these guys? It's like, who died and left Aristotle in charge of ethics?
Plato!
July 7th, 2024. Hello, welcome. Happy July.
Sure.
Is it not a happy July?
Well, it's just started. Who can say?
Okay. Sure.
Let's give it some time to marinate, you know.
Well, okay. Well, I wasn't saying it is a happy July. It was like, happy July, like happy birthday. It doesn't mean your birthday will be great. You're just celebrating its occurrence, right? And it's July worth celebrating? I don't know. Why not? Let's look forward and try to be positive.
Okay, we could do that.
Happy July.
Happy July. I insist.
That it be happy.
Yes.
See, you took it the wrong way. Okay. Whatever.
I can make demands.
You sure can.
I'm making demands of July right now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So just a couple of small things to talk about. Henry VI Part 2 is still in production, coming along for the Pendant Shakespeare. It's going really well. Still don't have a premiere date, but again, in a month or two, we should know about when that will be. So keep your ears open. Genesis Avalon Patriot is on its season 2 mid-season hiatus now. And when it comes back for the back half of season 2, that is going to be the last 6 episodes. When Kat and Chris came to me and said that they, you know, wanted to do a sequel series, they thought there was only 2 seasons of story that they had to tell, that they wanted to tell. And as they've gone through production, that has turned out to be the case. So the show will end with episode 24.
Wow.
Yeah. But you still got a bunch of episodes left, right? Because you got a little mini episode that's going to come up during the hiatus, and then 6 more great episodes. So it's going to carry you through until like 2025. So,
and like, it's a great time to catch up. So
it's the perfect time to catch up.
Do it.
And just a reminder that we are still on the Kingery season break, but it will be back in September. So look for that in early September.
Yeah, we're, you know, tapping away on the script.
Yes, season 13. We've mentioned before, it is well in production. The scripts are over half done for the season. The episodes are almost half done for the season. So things are cooking along, and you will get that shortly.
Yeah.
And then I have some international numbers for you.
International numbers!
Tilly's Trans Tuesdays went up to number 33 in personal journals in Denmark. The Kingery went up to number 61 in sci-fi in Saudi Arabia and number 4 in sci-fi in New Zealand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Active Radioactive Radio went up to number 59 in sci-fi in Turkey. The Pendant Shakespeare went up to number 23 in drama in France.
Hello.
And The Writer's Block went up to number 6 in visual arts in Spain.
Oh my goodness. Welcome.
So, that's very cool. It's still cool. I love them every month. It's so cool to know people around the world are digging our shows. That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
From Westchester, New York, we have Ed Herman on the line, you know, over near the Xavier School for the Gifted. Hi.
Hi.
So we won't do this telepathically or anything because, you know, then nobody will hear it.
Otherwise, it would be really boring for people.
Right. All they hear is, and that's no fun. So how's it up there in New York these days?
Well, considering we've been going through a heat wave, like most of the country, it's been hot.
Yeah, are you in the blistering 90s like we are down here in Atlanta?
Well, Today was a cooler day where it was only in the upper 70s.
Oh, wow.
But the last, say, 4 or 5 days, we were well into the 90s. And they're expecting it to creep up again starting tomorrow. So yeah, this has been an early heat wave.
Super fun. So, Westchester is just, for those that don't know, is just north of New York City, and is kind of like the last bastion of civilization before you get into upstate New York.
Yep, though some people from New York City do consider us upstate,
Well,
which
yeah.
always makes me shake my head because we're a true suburb, like it's like a 35, 40-minute train ride into the heart of Manhattan. So we're really close.
Yeah. Awesome. So we have questions. Hopefully you have answers. Otherwise, this is very one-sided and short and boring, kind of like if we did it telepathically.
Telepathically. Yeah.
All right. So let's jump right into Kingery, because you've been our man Asa for a good while now. And I heard the last I got to preview the last short, interseason short. And if I remember correctly, that was kind of your focus.
Yeah, the last of the hiatus shorts is going to be an Asa-centric episode.
And it was awesome, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Very well done.
Yeah, this and it's definitely a harbinger to what the next season of Kingery is going to be like.
Oh, it's going to be a ride, isn't
It really
it?
the script so far. And I guess we're about halfway through the scripts in terms of recording at this point, plus some hiatus episodes, for mid-season. And this is really one of the most interesting seasons in terms of what goes on and the quality of the writing. That I can remember, and I guess it's been just about 10 years since I started doing this role.
This is now going to be season 13. 13 of this show. And so 10 years back, you came in
I came in on
season
season 7, I think.
7. Okay.
It was either 6 or 7.
Because I know we go a little longer than a year with the breaks and everything for Kingery.
Right. So, between most of the seasons having 12 episodes, then having hiatuses between seasons, it sort of padded out to at this point being, like, say, just about 10 years since I started.
And you really made Asa yours. I know we talked about the last time, shortly after you had picked up the role, on what it was like taking it over, but you really made it yours.
Yeah, when I first started it, I wanted to sort of be consistent with my predecessor. But, and while, I've tried to maintain some aspects the same, I mean, the character has grown over the last, over the last 10 years, in terms of how it's been written. And so that's allowed me to adapt it, to adapt Asa to be more of mine. But again, that's, a lot of that is due to the outstanding writing.
Oh, writing's been fantastic. It's been a, yeah, I couldn't have guessed that that's how it was going to go kind of thing. It hasn't telegraphed,
No,
right?
I think things have, I mean, the changes that have taken place, the plot lines that have evolved over these last 10 years have I mean, it's been a situation where it's been totally unpredictable. And where things are at now, no one would have been able to foretell. I mean, I could never have thought what my character was going to be like. And a lot of the other characters have had obviously much more dramatic changes.
So with all of the time you've spent with Asa, what would you say is kind of like your most memorable scene or one that you're like really like, yeah, this captures Asa, or just one that you kind of gone, yeah, that was cool to do.
I think, I don't know if I could pin it down to one scene, but, there were certain episodes that to me really showed the various facets of Ace's character. So, like, one of my early episodes was when Asa was selected as the Bachelor of the Year or Bachelor of whatever. And that showed, that was a very comic view of Asa. And that, like I said, that was one of my early ones. But then over the course of the years, the relationship that Asa had with Socks, and even though it was a marriage of convenience, there was definitely a very strong affection. And I remember one episode where Socks and I basically swapped bodies, and in order to have sex. And so doing that episode, that one actually was very, very challenging. And then what we're going through last season, and heading into the upcoming season, has shown, I think, a more dramatic and more tragic side to Asa.
Especially with the hiatus episode.
Yeah, I
When
think.
people hear it, they're gonna hear they're we're really gonna hear Asa, like deep Asa.
Yeah, and again, I think that's gonna be a real foretelling of what the next season is also gonna bring. So that mini hiatus episode, that that's going to be a very key episode in terms of what happens to Asa, or how what he's experiencing.
So Asa as a character starts off as a homeless guy, and we later find out he's was the head of a family
Yep.
and then kind of adopted into Tommy slash wow, I'm blanking on the boss's name.
Allison.
Allison, thank you. Because her name changed how many
Yes,
times over the last season,
there
right?
were a lot of name changes last season.
So we're at Allison, and then everything that happens towards the end of last season, and now moving forward. Is there something that you would like to see Asa do, if not this coming season, sometime going forward? Something that you would like to play out?
I mean, I think I would like to see what can happen in terms of the relationship between Asa and Doc Briggs. I mean, we know that they've started having a relationship, but there's been a lot of interference, in terms of their ability to actually get there. And so, I mean, on some level, it would be nice for them to have a moment to like really be able to enjoy each other rather than total always being under the gun.
Okay. Well, maybe the writers will give you a chance to do that.
See, the problem is that may wind up being too boring for the kangaroo. So,
You never know. You never know who's going to hook up with whom.
that's true.
All right. Well, I've very much enjoyed Asa over the years. I'm looking forward to more. You've also been doing a whole bunch of stuff in our Shakespeare show.
Yes. You know, I mean, I've always loved Shakespeare. And I think the Pen and Shakespeare was, one of the first things that I actually got involved with Pendant. A long time ago when Pendant Shakespeare did production of Macbeth. But I mean, I've been a Shakespeare buff, nut, whatever, since I was a kid. I mean, I started reading Shakespeare actually when I was in second grade. After I saw Richard Burton do a production of Hamlet. He was performing Hamlet in New York City then, and they did a video of the performance, and I saw some of it, and that hooked me into Shakespeare, as well as also hooking me into acting. And so I've always loved reading Shakespeare, and then, Pendant Shakespeare has given me the opportunity to perform a lot of different roles. So I've been in quite a few of the Pendant Shakespeare plays, most recently in Henry VI Part One, and I'm actually in the midst of recording lines for Henry VI Part Two at this point.
Cool. Are you ever up on stage or is all your acting?
I used to do a lot of community theater,
Oh, yeah.
but I think the last time I did any work on stage was about 8 or 9 years ago. Got too busy with other things, because doing stage work, rehearsal time takes up a lot of time. And then, and then obviously the performances, but it just got to the point where I really didn't have the time to do that. And actually, I was very happy when I discovered sites like Pendant where they were doing audio drama, because that allowed me to continue acting. But it wasn't as time consuming to do it. I mean, with doing audio drama at this point, I get the script, I review the script, and do a little rehearsal in terms of getting the sense of how I want the lines to sound when I record them. And then I sit down and record the lines essentially in one sitting, and then that's it. And then I send, I upload them, and that's it. So it takes a lot less time, and even though I don't hear the applause, and I do, I do listen to all the shows, once they get posted, just to hear how they sound. Not just to get the sense of, of what it sounds like, but also giving myself more ideas in terms of how to do things in future episodes or in future roles.
And it's a good story too. I mean, you got to
And
listen to it just because it's
well, that's yeah, I
like.
mean, I first came across Pendant listening to the shows, and I was basically listening to them in blocks, so trying to, from the very beginning, I mean, I discovered Pendant probably about 3 or 4 years or 5 years in to, after Pendant had started. And so I started listening to every show from the beginning, went through everything until I caught up with all the pre-existing episodes, and then would keep up as new ones were released. And it was while I was doing all that listening that I then noticed some of the audition notices and said, let me try, let me grab, find, see if I have a mic and then do that. And I mean, over the years, I've upgraded my equipment, so that now I've got, a lot fancier microphones and mixers and all that sort of stuff to do my recordings, so that they sound better. But I mean, my earlier roles, were recorded on, fairly cheap mics, and I mean, they still worked, and they were still good enough to, get roles. But over the years, I've, again, wanted to enhance what I had.
Yeah, for me, because I was traveling with work when I first started doing the interviews and stuff, I got a mic that was specifically for like travel. So it would sit in my backpack and then come out to my hotel room and plug into the laptop. And I think we started recording on Skype initially and then Discord and now on Zoom. So you've done some Shakespeare roles, which have kind of a limited life to them. And kind of compare that against playing Asa for 10 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, this in the experience of having the role of Asa has been something that's been very, very unique because when I was doing community theater, basically you rehearse for a couple of months, you do 2 weeks worth of performances, and then that was it. With most of the other audio that I've done, either the Shakespeare where I'd be having a role for anywhere from 1 to 4 months, because usually most of the time I wind up getting killed off early, early on, or only appearing in one or two acts. But doing the role of Asa, so basically having a role that I've essentially been living with for the last 10 years has been a totally different experience for me because it's allowed me to really get to know the character, to grow with the character. The writing of the character has been very, very powerful and has allowed me to really adapt over the years. And I mean, I also think, though I can't, since I've never spoken to the writers directly, I can't swear to any of this, but I also hope that the way I have been performing the part has also led to the way they've written episodes down the line, with the part.
I mean,
So that it's
you
sort of like a
never really
two.
know. Socks was a one-off character and then became a whole thing for years. So it's very possible that, the stuff that you're doing is influencing the writers.
So, I mean, it would be, look, it would be nice that this is a two-way street, that I, because I definitely am learning and growing from the writing. Because the writing for the Kingery is so wonderful. And the characters are written with such depth. I mean, even the small roles, and in fact, many of the, I mean, I've seen many of the roles that were quote small roles really develop into major roles that that provide a lot of entertainment. And so, you know, but I also hope that the way I read and perform Asa also then feeds into how people then write for the character.
So you can't do a whole lot of ad-libbing with Shakespeare.
True.
Do you do any ad-libs with Asa?
I've done a couple, but I really haven't done much. You know, I tend to be a script person, meaning that I respect the writing, and unless a line really feels off, I really won't try to change it. I mean, there have been a couple of lines where I've tweaked it a little bit in terms of how I, you know, in terms of changing a couple of words or changing or adding a word or something like that. Mm-hmm. There was one episode where I threw in like a Maxwell Smart impression and added.
Oh my God, I recognize that reference.
So I threw in, you know, like a line to lead into that sort of Get Smart connotation.
By that much.
Oh yeah, I mean it was. I mean, I did a Would You Believe It thing. And so occasionally I will do an ad lib, but most of the time I stick to the script, because again, quite frankly, these are really good scripts.
And it's an ensemble, right? Ensemble writing team, which,
yes,
to get everybody on the same page and synced up and still have them do their own thing, it's, to me, it blows my mind.
Yeah, it's awesome. Because even though every episode is officially written by a different person, there's no question that they have all worked together on their, you know, on the season Bible to make sure that everything's going to flow well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So are you currently doing any voice acting outside of Pendant?
I did a couple of episodes for Starship Excelsior.
Oh, okay.
So I was in an episode last year playing a Romulan in one episode. And then I've got a minor role in the upcoming episode for Excelsior.
Okay.
I've done some things for darker projects, but not in a while. But a few years ago I did a few one shots for darker projects. And at this point, if I hear about auditions, then I will audition. And otherwise, I do what I do for Pendant, and that can keep me busy.
Especially those Asa-centric
episodes. Yeah. Well, some of those take a lot longer to record. So when there are some Asa-centric episodes that have a lot of lines, that takes a lot more time.
All right. So I don't remember if we did this last time, but now we do bullet questions.
Okay.
All right. So I'll ask a question. You answer it with the first thing that comes to mind. There are usually no wrong answers. All right. Ready?
Okay.
Favorite Muppet?
Elmo.
Elmo. Okay. Favorite pizza topping?
Anchovies.
Pasta, red sauce or white?
Red.
Spicy, an arrabbiata or a marinara?
I like the arrabbiata.
There you go. Favorite Star Wars movie or TV show?
My favorite Star Wars movie has to be New Hope. And that was the one that started it all for me. So
I know, right?
I mean, I saw that in the movie theaters, and that was...
Star Trek movie or TV show?
Wrath of Khan.
Excellent. And then moving on to superheroes, DC movie or TV show?
That's tough. I mean, this is going to date myself, but I grew up loving the Batman TV series with Adam West.
Nice. Hey, you got to go with the classics. And then Marvel movie or TV show? Because we got to give you a cool time.
Yeah, I mean, I think Avengers Age of Ultron was my favorite one of the Marvel Universe movies.
Okay, cool. Very, very cool. Can people find you on social media at all?
No, I actually keep a very low profile. And that's primarily because of, you know, what I do. So I tend to keep a, I mean, if someone really Googled me, they would find me, but I'm not out there.
Okay. No, that's fair. That's totally fair. I get that. And it blows my mind that you're doing a very similar thing for the same place that my dad did back in the, it just blows my mind that you guys are in the same system. That's very cool. People can find me on Twitter at JG_QA, or the service formerly known as Twitter. I'm still on Facebook, jordan.gottlieb.5036. I'm on Threads. I don't even remember what my ID is because I haven't logged in quite a while. And I'm on LinkedIn as me. So yeah, because as it turns out, as I've been doing the job hunt, that a lot of times the applications say, where did you find this? And LinkedIn shows under social media, not under like professional stuff. It actually shows up as like a social media site.
No. Well, I am on LinkedIn, so, but I would never have thought of it as a social media site.
I didn't either, but now that I've been spending way more time on there than I ever have in my whole life. Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of stuff on there that's, yeah, I'm not liking, but you know.
That's true. That's true. LinkedIn has changed over time.
Yeah. Yeah. But like one person told me, you may not like it, may not like LinkedIn, but you got to play the game. Yeah. Okay. Ed, thanks so much for taking time this evening to sit in the hot seat. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we will kick this back to Tilly and Susan.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Just the interview is over.
Coming out Wednesday, July 10th, Kingery, Season 13, Hiatus Special Number 5.
Again, no preview. They are short. Well, audio snacks, so we're not going to give the whole thing away.
And remember, Tilly's Trans Tuesdays are out on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And also, new episodes of The Writer's Block will be out on Wednesdays.
Right. And that's all we have for this month. So you're getting a twip with no trailers.
It's a bit weird.
It was weird. It's just a weird month where things are on hiatus, you know, so.
But as previously stated, you have much to listen to. So
you
go,
do.
Go.
Use this as your catch-up month.
That's right.
La, 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 the show is almost done.
Yay!
Okay, that's the end of the show. Happy July.
Happy July! Or else.
Oh. That's foreboding.
Threatening. Yes.
Your yes. favorite ways to
I like
be?
It. I like it. This is correct.
What will befall them if they do not have a happy July?
Well, they certainly do not want to find out.
Oh!
Yeah, that's right. You heard me, July.
All right. Be sure to stop by the website at pendantaudio.com. We're on Facebook at pendantaudio.com/nope. Wow. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/pendantaudio. We're on Twitter at PendantWeb. You can find us on Tumblr at pendantaudio.tumblr.com. I should make a Blue Sky account, as we talked about last time, but I still haven't because I haven't had time. Mm-hmm. But eventually, I think we'll be on Blue Sky. So you can look forward to that.
The anticipation.
Dun, dun, dun.
Woo!
We'll see you back here next month.
This is Susan Bridges.
And Tilly Bridges. Thanks for listening. I don't know why, but I stuck my hands in my pockets while we're recording, and I've never done that in all the years we've done this show. I've never recorded with my hands in my pockets. Why did I put them in there? They're not cold. It's July. What am I doing? I don't even know.
Well, a celebration of pockets.
Or else. Happy pockets! All right. Okay. Okay. All right.
The theme to TWIP is Mr. Exposition by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 at creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0. That is the end of the show.
At the end of the show.
The end of the show.
At 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 the end of the show.
Ta-da! That's the show. The show is done.
That's the show. The show is over now.